It's Thursday and time to unzip the mailbag. Joining me now to sort through your letters is producer and editor Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai. Well, we knew they were coming, and we got a few letters about our bloggers' roundtable yesterday when things got a little out of control. Now, the four of you were discussing the tight race between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Blogger and former Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Kevin Ross got kind of carried away.
The bottom line is Barack Obama has got, you remember that game Rock'em Sock'em Robots and you have the red one and the blue one? He's got to bash her face in. He's got to knock her block off.
But how do you really feel?
He's got to knock her block off. Because in the game of politics, if we were dealing with those robots, that's the objective. You've got to knock the block off.
Our listener Karen Babbitt in California says that even though Rock'em Sock'em Robots is just a toy, she is so not amused by Kevin's comment. Karen writes, I am sorry to report that I heard something during the bloggers' roundtable that made me change my mind about the show. It was Kevin Ross who said Obama needed to bash Clinton's face in. I don't care how upset he was about attack ads the Clinton campaign ran in Texas or Ohio, or even about tactics the campaign has used in other primaries. There's no excuse for advocating violence against a candidate, particularly when so many women actually do get their faces bashed in every day, often in their own homes by men who supposedly love them. This incident was so disappointing. I've seen and heard a lot of misogynistic stuff this campaign season, but I didn't expect it on a show with such a seemingly strong female host. And listener Elaine Kress in Athens, Georgia, seconds that emotion. Elaine says, I don't think the commentary that expresses the use of violence is in any way appropriate.
Elaine and Karen, I do completely appreciate your feedback. I did respond to Kevin, but not in a way that either of you connected with. I also knew that some people would think his metaphor crossed the line into bad taste. And to be honest, one reason we have the Bloggers Roundtable is because you get to hear voices and tones and opinions, because they're just that, opinions, that you don't hear on NPR otherwise. We've had some pretty rough and ready roundtables, and I'm sure we're going to have more in the future. So thank you for giving your feedback on this. Also, listener Robert Hill tuned in for our story about ancient Egypt's black pharaohs. NPR's Tony Cox spoke with the author about a piece about the Nubian kings featured on the cover of last month's National Geographic magazine. Robert Hill writes, "Thank you, News and Notes, for doing the interview with Robert Draper. I've been studying Kush and Egypt for many, many years now. I was thrilled to hear a story about Africa's other great civilization, Kush. And I was glad to hear the interview presented during Black History Month. I'm overjoyed to see the month expanded into Africa. As African Americans, we need to claim that history as well."
And finally, Jordy Thompson sent us a little love from the Northwest. Jordy says, "I'm a 33-year-old white guy in Portland, Oregon. We don't get your show on the radio here, but I listen to the podcast religiously. I'm deeply grateful for the insight it provides. Oregon isn't exactly a hotbed of racial diversity, and African-American voices are not prevalent in our public discourse, much to our loss. Your coverage offers a refreshing and nuanced look at current events that are generally bleached in the media. Thanks for broadening my view of our society."
Thanks, Jordy, and thank you all for writing in.
And that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Be sure to choose News and Notes when you send in your electronic response. And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, thanks.
You got it, Farai.